Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The Kent Summer Driving Concert Series are all set to begin once again, put on by the Kent Park and Recreation and Kent Land Trust. They will run from 6:30 till 8 at the Kent Land Trust Field, Route 7, just south of the Village Center. Parking will open at 6 on a first-come, first-served basis. Participants must stay in their vehicles in their assigned spaces. Violators will be required to leave. There will be a carry-in and carry-out trash policy. No restrooms will be open. The free concerts will be canceled in the event of inclement weather. And coming up on the 2nd, the Algorithmics, Scott Bircher, Rory Dolan, Tobias Feely, Dylan Hallis, and Heather Strid. MESS, Marker, Emblem, Symbol, Signal, curated by Adam Ekstrom, Arts for Artists, with Chloe Bass, Naxilar Baxter, Daniel Bejar, Mel Chin, Pamela Council, Darn Studio, Ghost of a Dream, Banana Jane, Christian Hansfield, Sarah Sandman, David Schur, Dred Scott, and Zane Vanson. Opening reception is coming up this Friday from 5:30 till 8. Standard Space Gallery holding its first public opening during the COVID-19. Social distancing measures will be followed. Only 6 individuals will be allowed into the gallery at a time, and masks are required. Refreshments will be served in the parking area directly behind the gallery. The Salisbury Town Grove is closed July 4th and 5th. No boat launching on those days, no boat launching. Dutchess County announced plans for 3 free drive-in style July 4th shows in 3 parts of the county. The displays will be held at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill, Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck, and Silo Ridge Field Club Equestrian Center in Amenia. Visitors will need to remain in their vehicles, and there will be no restrooms or concessions available. No alcohol will be allowed on the grounds. Gates on the locations open at 7:30. The fireworks begin at 9:30. Parking is limited at the venues, so guests are encouraged to arrive early. Dutchess Stadium has 500 spots available, Silo Ridge has 300, and the fairgrounds has 3,000. In a story in this week's Lakeville Journal by Patrick Sullivan, in Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning Commission has accepted an application from Falls Village Housing Trust for an affordable housing development on River Road at a combination in-person meeting at the Senior Center and on Zoom on Thursday. The application contains smaller versions of a previous proposal for the site. The new plan calls for 16 units containing 29 bedrooms in 5 buildings. The previous version was 28 units and 50 bedrooms and 8 buildings. There are 4 different building types. Each building has garage and a driveway parking. The plan calls for septic systems for each building and 2 wells. The next step is a public hearing. The commission did not set a date for that public hearing. The proposal will be available on the Falls Village website. Well, after 20 years of planning and waiting, the Connecticut Highway Project to reconfigure the intersection of Routes 44 and 7 in North Canaan and extend sidewalks will get underway in July. According to First Selectman Charles Perotti, who met with State Department of Transportation officials, the tentative start date is July 6, subject to change. NJR Construction of Torrington was awarded the contract for the roadwork. There will be a special town meeting in Sharon on July 16th, another step towards achieving reopening. The Board of Selectmen at their meeting scheduled a live and in-person town meeting for Thursday, July 16th, beginning at 6:30 at Town Hall. On that agenda to be considered and voted upon will be the town's 2019 financial report to approve retroactively to July 1st various expenditures that have been approved by the Board of Finance, to adopt a 5-year capital improvement plan, and to adopt a revision of the Highway Construction Ordinance. Well, Sharon Audubon is going to give you a reason to enjoy the outdoors. How? They're going to host a region-wide summer scavenger hunt. It'll begin on Sunday, July 5th. Families in all 6 of the Region 1 towns, as well as Warren, Goshen, Litchfield, Morris, Burlington, and Harwinton, can get lists each week from their Parks and Recreation Director. To register at any time for 4 weeks of hunts, you can send Matt Meddy an email at sharon.rec.ctr@snet.net. Meanwhile, the Archdiocese of Hartford will open churches for the weekend masses beginning July 4th. The parish of St. Katrie will have a weekend mass at St. Bridget, Cornwall Bridge, and St. Bernard in Sharon on Saturday vigil at 4 p.m. St. Bridget outdoors, weather permitting, bring your own chair, indoors during inclement weather. Sunday, 8 a.m., St. Bernard. On Sunday, 10 a.m., St. Bridget, outdoors, weather permitting, bring your own chair, indoor, including inclement weather. The town of Northeast has taken a little bit of time, but with the global pandemic and the state shutting down in mid-March to fight 3 months of anticipation, a 9th member will likely be announced next month for the zoning board. The Northeast Town Supervisor, Chris Kennan, said he couldn't be happier or more excited. How about this? Millerton might get an EV charging station after considering and evaluating the research and merits featured in the Millerton Northeast Climate Smart Community Task Force presentation. The Village Board decided at its monthly business meeting to grant the task force permission to apply for funding to purchase and install an electric vehicle charging station in Millerton. The meeting was live streamed on the Village of Millerton VOM Facebook page to observe social distancing in the days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mayor Debbie Middlebrook welcomed task force members Jennifer Dowley and Andrew Stamen, who gave the presentation. The Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck is going to offer outdoor theater productions, beginning with William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, July 7th to the 18th. Performances will be from Tuesday through Saturday at 7 p.m. No intermission. Tickets are sold online at centerperformingarts.org. No cash or checks will be accepted at the theater. The center's next performance will be A Chorus Line, opening July 24th. Coming up in Sharon on July 4th at the Sharon Playhouse, it's drive-in theater-style plays. That is right. It is going to happen on July 4th at the Sharon Playhouse with an outdoor stage. If you need more information or want tickets, sharonplayhouse.org. The Stissing Mountain Triathlon, which was canceled as a result of COVID-19, has announced they will be back next year, Sunday, June 27th, 2021, and that all participants who pre-registered for this year's event will be automatically deferred to next year. Well, we were talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and how in Litchfield County real estate was being lopped up. Well, a month ago, Courtney Hobbs in upstate New York thought her summer was headed for disaster. She's a property manager for Watkins Glen Vacation Rentals. She was frantic booking vacation stays in more than a dozen units in Watkins Glen, a village nestled, of course, at the southern end of Seneca Lake, the largest of the Finger Lakes. Instead, she had cancellation after cancellation. Families and couples hunkered down in their homes. But she reports in the last few weeks, customers flooded her website with inquiries and bookings. Sometimes they're just looking to get out of the house, or their previously scheduled vacations to Europe or other parts of the U.S. were canceled. Whatever it was, the summer business is up. Hobbs said, quote, "We're actually looking to make out better this year than before." Meanwhile, in the Adirondacks and Catskills, real estate brokers say the last time the market was this hot was after 9/11. A rattlesnake was relocated from a Copaic home. A stray timber rattler found its way into a Copaic home, was returned to the wilderness by New York State Department of Environmental Conservation officers, according to the DEC. Conservation Officer Jeff Cox received a call from a concerned homeowner in Copaic reporting a large rattlesnake on the front porch, after which the homeowner sent pictures of the pit viper confirming it was a timber rattlesnake. And they came out and relocated the snake. Many of the 26 full-time staffers at Shakespeare & Company are being furloughed through October 4th as part of the organization's efforts to respond to losses spurred by the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement released this week, the company said it was cutting expenses and launching a springboard fundraising campaign to help cover the loss of income from ticket sales this summer. Administrative offices will be on limited hours and operations beginning next week, and small teams will remain active to handle administrative tasks, virtual programming, fundraising, and property management. Is Berkshire County officially in a drought? And if it is, should be concerned. It might be hard to believe after the thunderstorms over the weekend, but Berkshire County is in a drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor upgraded to Berkshire's and most of Massachusetts from a D0 intensity, signifying abnormally dry conditions, to a D1, meaning moderate drought. That designation could be updated later on this week. It's by no means guaranteed that recent precipitation will change the county's status. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. Remember, at Morgan's at the Interlaken, it is a stroll and roll night with a lobster roll. Also on Saturday, it is rib night. And on Sunday, it is a breakfast of fried chicken and waffles. By the way, if you're a vegetarian veggie burger will be substituted in all cases. Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 25,734.97. The NASDAQ at 10,154.63. And the S&P 500 at 3,115.86. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.